Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul, the waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below. Be still, my soul, the hour is hastening on when we shall be forever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow forgot, love's purest joys restored, be still, my soul, when change and tears are past, all safe and blessed, we shall meet at last.
I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives who once was dead. He lives my ever-living head. He lives triumphant from the grave. He lives eternally to save. He lives my mansion to prepare. He lives to lead me safely there. And grants me daily bread. He lives and I shall conquer death. He lives and while he lives I'll sing. He lives my prophet, priest and king. All glory to his name. He lives, my Jesus, still the same. Oh, the sweet joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know.
What a wonderful affirmation of faith that song is. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Do you know those words are taken from the book of Job, one of those dismal books in the Bible, which has such a sad story to it, but a happy ending, and a man of God who continued his faith in God. And he spoke those words in the midst of all of his despair and conflict. They're recorded in chapter 19 of his book. He had just got through saying, all my inward friends abhorred me, and they whom I loved are turned against me. My bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh, and I am escaped with the skin of my teeth. Have pity upon me, have pity upon me, O ye my friends, for the hand of God hath touched me. Why do you persecute me as God, and are you not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written, oh, that they were printed in a book, that they were engraved with an iron pen and lead in the rock forever. And then he said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. You know, it's well enough to be able to sing in the sunshine, and it's well enough to be happy when everything's going your way, but oh, to have the faith in God that when everything goes in reverse, to be able to look up through your tears and to say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Oh, that's the wonder of it all, isn't it? Well, let's just enjoy devotions together in these quiet moments. So you may be busy outwardly, but at least let your heart become still and let the Lord speak his word of faith and confidence and trust into your heart. What a difference it'll make for your day. The wonder of it all. Words and music written by George Beverly Shea. The wonder of it all. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that, being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. Not that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the very same thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. I love the confidence wherewith Paul writes. His faith in God, his trust, and in spite of all the things that fell out to him, he was happy in the Lord. He had victory in his soul. He was confident because he practiced what he preached. When he said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. He made it the practice of his life daily to look at the eternal and to keep his eyes off of those things that were visible and hurtful and negative. But he lived in positive faith. And even one time when he was in jail, not for any wrongdoing of his own, but because of his testimony of Jesus Christ, while he was in prison in Rome, he wrote this letter to the Philippians. And he said, but I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Paul was always able to see the hand of God in everything that happened to him. Oh, I wish we could. Even while he was there in bonds and chains, in that damp, dark dungeon in Rome, he said, all these things have happened to me, brethren, for the furtherance of the gospel. He could see the hand of God working. Well, I guess it's easy enough to see the Lord working when everything's going just the way you want it. But what about when everything's going in reverse? What about when things happen that you don't understand and the mysteries of life grab hold on you and you don't know what's going on and your mind is confused? And 2 + 2 don't equal 4. Can you discern the hand of God even in those times? You remember there in the darkness as Jesus was walking on the water coming toward his disciples and they cried out for fear thinking it was a ghost, and there in the darkness they heard this still, sweet, wonderful voice that they had heard so many times before, and it said, it is I, be not afraid. Oh friend, can you discern the voice of Jesus? Can you discern the hand of God? Can you see his purposes being worked out in your life through the pain, through the tears, through the hurts? A frightened flower caught within a raging storm bent down its head. It drooped in languishment, and I thought surely morn would find it dead. But with the sun it raised its face, its petaled heart half torn with pain. And do you know, its fragrance was so much the sweeter for the rain. Isn't that the way it is in our lives? If we will put our trust in the Lord and claim that beautiful promise of Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, and believe that it is so, and in spite of the rain, in spite of the pain, in spite of the setbacks, to discern the hand of God working in your life. And when you come through this trial of your faith, you're going to be a better man, a better woman than you were before you entered it. Because God is still in control, and He loves you, and He cares for you. Lord, increase our faith. Lord, increase our confidence. And help us today to take every care, every worry, every anxiety, and lay them down at the feet of our Savior, and to give them all to Jesus. Give them all to Jesus in an act of commitment and trust and confidence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are you tired of chasing pretty rainbows? Are you tired of spinning round and round? Wrap up all the shattered dreams of your life, and at the feet of Jesus lay them down. Give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys, give them all. Give them all to Jesus, and He will turn your sorrow into joy. He never said you'd only see sunshine, and He never said there'd be no rain. Only promised a heart full of singing about the very things that once brought pain. So give them all, give them all, give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken toys, give them all. And He will turn your sorrow into joy.
Rain goes spinning round and round, shattered dreams, lay them down.
Rainbow spinning round and round, shattered dreams, just lay them down. Sorrow into joy when you lay them down.
I can't tell when friends are true, but God can. I can't look inside of you, but God can. Can't turn darkness into light, can't make mountains snowy white, can't give blinded eyes their sight, but God can. I can't make a simple cloud, but God can. I can't feed a hungry crowd, but God can. I can't make the lame to walk, I can't make the dumb to talk, I can't put corn upon a stalk, but God can. I can't calm that raging sea, but God can. Can't make honey like a bee, but God can. I can't make the lightning stop, can't make earth produce a crop, I can't make it rain a drop, but God can. Sometimes I wonder in His plan if He included me, and then I think how one small acorn made that big oak tree. I can't make the morning dew, I can't make the skies of blue, I can't make a dream come true, but God can. God will give the strength you lack. Just follow on and don't look back. Sometimes we can't see the track, but God can. Our great men show their mighty power on land and air, on sea. But science can't produce one thing that lives and dies or breathes I don't know just what's in store. I can't see through heaven's door. I can't tell you anymore. But God can. And what a privilege it is for me to be able to share with you 30 minutes every day, Monday through Friday. And one of the main messages I endeavor to convey to you is the fact that in all of our impossibilities, when you come to a blank wall, when you reach a dead-end street, and there's nothing you can do about it, God can. And those are not just empty words either. Just nice, pretty cliches and worn-out platitudes. No, God does care. God does understand. And He is there to help you, to give you the strength as you need it, to give you wisdom. Doesn't the Bible say, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him? And oh, how we need the fullness of His Holy Spirit. And didn't Jesus say, if you parents, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Oh, friend, ask. James said, you have not because you ask not. And don't just ask once or twice, but keep on praying. Keep on asking. And allow the fullness of God to come bursting into your life. Living the Christian life doesn't have to be some half-hearted, lackadaisical, dreary way of existence. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. These words have I spoken unto you, that my joy, that your joy might be full. The Lord wants to give us of His fullness. We settle for something half empty. We settle for some dreary existence, just eking out our Christian life, barely keeping our heads above water. Or as Job said in the words I read earlier, I have escaped by the skin of my teeth, just barely. Well, we don't have to escape just by the skin of our teeth. We can be more than conquerors through Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. Well, I enjoy these moments that together we can just put our hand in God's hand and trust Him, because, you see, I'm just like you are. I have the same trials, the same conflicts, the same struggles. We're all together. We're not any different. I have to keep under my body, bring it into subjection, lest after having preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I have to do that as well as anybody else. And that's why I enjoy sharing devotions with you, because I'm there with you. We're together. We need God. We need His touch. And I need His arms round about me as much as you do, and to sense His presence and His touch. So I'll tell you what, I'll pray for you and you pray for me, and with God's help and grace, we'll make it together. What a privilege to be gathered here together in Jesus' name. Gathered in His name, we'll never be the same. As we kneel at His altar, as our hearts kneel before God, gathered in Jesus' name.
Through the gloom, in that upper room they prayed, united as one. The way, the prayer, brought His presence there. The Spirit of Jesus, the Son. Thank you.
When we gather together in Jesus' name, just two or three of us, we'll never be the same. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. I'm always happy to hear from my listeners. Know that you're out there in that unseen audience. Thanks for your letters. Have a good day. God bless you abundantly.
Yeah.